Yes, we have Maryland Department of Natural Resources has four vessels that we that have other duties during the year, such as buoy tending, that are ice breaking capable, and we're now coordinating with law enforcement and watermen and other marine users to assist with ice breaking on the bay and its tributaries.
Describe it. Is this as much as you've seen this winter and perhaps in compared to previous winters?
For what I believe, this is probably the most ice we've had at least in 4 to 5 years. Maybe approaching something like we haven't seen since the early 90s.
And how much of an issue are you looking at? Is this becoming a threat to shipping in some way?
No, in the Upper Bay, yes, there's, I believe the Coast Guard has haul restrictions, but for where we more get involved in is, for example, Smith Island and Crisfield, the Smith Islanders have to, there's a school boat that brings the kids to school, there's a mail boat, there's, you know, just general ferry boat traffic. There's fuel that has to go from Crisfield to Tangier. So our boat down there, the Taws, has to run, keep in contact and coordinate to keep the channel open so the Islanders can have access to just their basic necessities. That would be one example. And then, also, we have another boat that we keep in Annapolis at this time called the Widener. And yesterday, the Coast Guard called us to assist breaking out Fishing Creek, which is by Thomas Point. And they had the Coast Guard vessel had difficulty getting out and was concerned about getting back into the creek because they had a disabled sailboat in the bay that they needed to get out to. And they wouldn't have been necessarily able to get back in, so the Widener went down and ensured that they could get out. At some point it gets too much ice, the watermen won't work in an area, but up to this point we've been able to help where we could to keep people working. And for example, actually right now I'm on the Sandusky in Kent Narrows, and there's the Kent Narrows has been getting dredged. Now, I think the operation probably is at a standstill at this point, but, up to this point, we've been able to help keep the dredge owner being able to get access to his dredge, and there's a waterman's harbor here, and, it's the Chester River and Eastern Bay are so locked up that, it's difficult to, it's kind of beyond our means to keep that going.